This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
We go now to the Wester Hotline, as joining us today, UB Women's Head Coach Becky Burke. Coach, good morning. How are we doing? It's been a little bit since we've spoken, but you guys continue to stay super successful.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm happy to report that. It's been a great season for us so far, and just looking to keep it rolling.
And so on that, you've now hit 20 wins, the first time under your watch UB has done that. And it's also the fourth program you've hit 20 wins with. I mean, you know, when you look at that kind of success, 20 wins in college basketball is always kind of seen as the benchmark for a successful season. Then it's getting into the tournament. But you know, when you see that level of success, what does that mean? Or the level of success and consistency, what does that mean to you?
It's just a testament to, you know, the culture we've built here and the staff we have in place, our players, and, you know, just the daily grind every day that we work towards in terms of just, you know, cultivating an environment of success in championship caliber basketball. And it is a truly a daily process that we commit everything to, you know, and hold ourselves to a standard that, you know, ultimately, you know, hopes to get to the point where you can reach 20 wins. So I've been really proud of just the work. It's work. It's a grind. It's an everyday type of thing. And, you know, I'm just glad that it's showing with our record and the success that we've had so far this year.
Coach, when it comes down to it, being a successful mid-major program in college these days with the transfer portal and everything like that, you mentioned the consistency, the culture that you want to bring in there. What are some of the biggest challenges that you have to navigate through when it comes to being a top-tier mid-major program and dealing with that sort of stuff, building not only the culture year in, year out, but making sure you're planning for those future years as you go along as well?
Yeah, I think it's just important to be aware of the, you know, the world that we live in these days and the environment that we live in terms of, you know, just keeping your players, you know, happy where they are and giving them the best student-athlete experience that you can. And, you know, ultimately, at the end of the day, like, we want it to work on our end. They want it to work on their end, and they want to win. They want to be in a program where they're successful. They have a great opportunity as a student athlete to get a good education and a great playing experience. And, you know, we feel like we provide that here. So, you know, we can only control the controllables, and a lot of that stuff is out of our hands. But the good news is, you know, it's not something that we're just dealing with here at Buffalo. I think it's the landscape across college basketball in general, not just in the mid-major tier, but, you know, at the Power Four level, at the mid-major level, at the low Division One level. It's just something that we're all trying to navigate. And, you know, I think if you are, you know, embrace the circumstances that we have every single year, and you realize that there is going to be a rebuild every year, then you're prepared for it. You don't want to be delusional about reality. So we just, you know, take those things as they come. And ultimately, at the end of the season, you're going to be in some sort of rebuild every single year. And luckily, that's where I'm comfortable. And that's what I've done my whole career. And so we're ready for it. But we don't think about those things till the end of the season. And we're just enjoying where we're at right now and figuring out a way how to win the next one.
Right, living in the moment. 20-4 overall, 9-3 in the conference, tied for second in the MAC with Toledo. You guys will get a rematch with them at Toledo on Wednesday the 26th. But you are playing tomorrow against Kent State. It's going to be Pride Night tomorrow at 6. Kent State, though, right behind you and Toledo. How much does that game mean for the standings and kind of finishing out the season on a really high note, especially, you know, Pride Night's always a good night for the fans as well?
Yeah, I think this final stretch for us is going to be a gauntlet in terms of just, you know, we got to take it one game at a time. Our focus is on Kent State. You know, I don't really look at the standings and figure out where we are and who we need to beat. Like, every game we go out there, we need to win. You know, the next one is the most important one. And, you know, as we get closer to the MAC tournament, we'll figure some of that other stuff out. But, you know, we want to beat Kent State because it's Kent State, and we want to win that specific game, not for standings or rankings or anything like that. And so that's kind of where our head's at. We're not looking ahead by any means. We have a really, really hard, important job to do tomorrow for 40 minutes, and I think that's where our entire team's head's at. But we do, you know, in the back of our minds, understand the implications of these games, and we need to win as many of these down the stretch as possible. And I think a lot of us have a really, really tough schedule. A lot of those teams you're talking about in those top four or five seeds are going to be battling it out against each other here down the stretch. So it's going to be very, very telling and very revealing going into Cleveland where everybody's at.
Coach, I got to say, I love the somewhat like the hateful energy. Like, you want to beat Kent State because it's Kent State. So first of all, love that sort of thing. Just the hate always can get you going. But what have you learned about this team through conference play for this year as you are still trying to find your way through and not just chasing for the potential of winning the regular season, but heading into the conference tournament in March?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've just learned that, you know, on any given night we can beat anybody in this league, but on any given night we could also lose to anybody in this league. And that's the beauty of the MAC, and that's the beauty of this level of basketball, is that it's very competitive. That's, you know, why all our players wanted to play in the MAC, why I wanted to coach in the MAC, is because it's just so highly competitive every single night. You know, I believe that we're good enough to beat the Ball States of the world when we play our best, but I believe that if we don't play our best, that, you know, some of those bottom tier teams are capable of beating us. And so we know we have to come every single day, and we've just learned that every day, you know, being solid for 40 minutes is so important. You can't take anybody lightly. You can't underestimate anybody. You can't overestimate anybody. This thing's wide open. And, you know, I think we've let a couple go that we wish we could have had back, but luckily we, like you said, we get some another opportunity at some of those teams here down the stretch, which I'm looking forward to.
Before the MAC tournament starts on March 12th, on March 1st, that's going to be a Saturday, you guys are adding Courtney Brown's number 10 jersey to the Wall of Fame. She's the only MAC player of the year on the women's side, a career 16-point scorer, 9.1 rebounds per game. She's on the team from 06 to 2011. What does that mean for, you know, your current roster to see, you know, her name get added to that Wall of Fame, but also just the impact she had on the women's program as a whole?
Yeah, I think it's huge to see another women's jersey up there and just what she was able to do for our program. And, you know, to say you were the MAC player of the year, that's something very, very, very hard to do. When you look at the guards that we've had in this program and the players just in general that we've had in this program, some of the most dynamic players in the country and some of the most high-level scoring players in the country, to not have received that MAC player of the year honor, that shows you how competitive it is and how coveted it is. So the fact that Courtney did that, I think, just tells you what type of player she was in itself, you know. So her numbers speak for themselves, her accolades speak for themselves, and I think this is long overdue. I'm really thankful that we're able to do it this year for her, and it can't be anything but motivation for our players to see that happen and, you know, think someday that maybe could be them, or, you know, just the importance of women's basketball here at Buffalo just speaks volumes.
On the Western Hotline, UB Women's Head Coach Becky Burke. UB Women are back in action tomorrow night when they take on Kent State at 6. That can be heard on our sister station, The Bet 1520. Coach, one more from me, and it's a lot due to my own athletic past. I was a swimmer in college, and for us, always towards the end of the year, we did change, you know, how we were training, how we were practicing, and, you know, we called it tapering, but really it was getting ready for the big races down the stretch. Do you guys change up, you know, how you guys are practicing, how you're preparing, what have you, when you do get towards the end of this year? You've already mentioned it's a grind because of how competitive the MAC is, and of course with the tournament coming up, you guys have made the MAC tournament final. Is there any change in preparation, or is it more just fine-tuning the details you guys have been, you know, hammering home up to this point?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we're a team that changes what we do no matter what time of the year it is. And so I think the duration of practice changes a little bit. You want to shorten it up a little bit. You don't want to be out there for 2.5 hours every day. But as far as the speed that we go and the intensity and the expectation and the accountability to practicing at a high level, none of that will ever change for us. And so I think that's what we stand for as a program, just coming out every day, whether we're on the floor for an hour or an hour and a half, or, you know, whatever the case may be. Like, the expectation and the standard is the same every single day, whether we play the next day or we have a week off. You know, like, those types of things never change for us, and we just believe, you know, how you do it one day is how you do it every day, you know. So for us, I think it's important that we keep that same, you know, energy down the stretch, and we don't want to let our foot off the gas at all. That includes practices, and I think that's really important for us.
Coach, last one here from me. When it comes to the recent consistency of success with the UB Women's program, basically, what is the pitch to make sure that people are getting down here and catching these games, especially with, you know, Pride Night going on tomorrow against Kent State, March 1st, Courtney Brown getting added to the Wall of Fame? What's the energy that you would like to continue to see from the UB faithful?
Oh, we've had an incredible home court advantage this season, and our crowds have just grown consistently since I've been here, going on, you know, year three now. Like, you know, to look out there and not know whether it's a men's or a women's game because of our crowd sizes this year, I think is such a testament to our program and what we've done and our players. And, you know, they say, it sounds cliche, but if you win, they'll come. And, you know, that's what we've done here, going on 20 wins this year. And, you know, we've just steadily seen our crowds grow, and it's been so, so, so awesome to see our community rally behind us. And we have not had anybody that I've heard that's been disappointed of the product that's been put on the floor and their experience when they come. It's such a family-friendly environment, but you're getting really, really, really good high-level competitive basketball too when you come watch us play. And so we love that everybody feels rewarded when they come and they have a great time. And I'm just so thankful for the community and everybody that's come out to watch us, and our attendance numbers have been incredible this season, and we're super, super thankful. And it truly makes a difference. You know, a family that's thinking about, you know, bringing three people, that makes a huge difference. We recognize it, we see it, and we're so appreciative of it. So it's been awesome to see over the course of these 3 years, the, you know, the fan support build to what it's been this year, and we're just very grateful.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.